Hi, wherever you're listening to this, I hope you're doing well. I'm Hari Arakli, and this is One Thing Today in Tech. InSpace has announced a new seed fund to support startups working in the areas of urban development and disaster management using space technology. But first, Spotify fired 1,500 staff, cutting its workforce by 17%, a measure that CEO Daniel Ek said was needed to face the challenges ahead. This is the company's third round of layoffs this year, TechCrunch noted. I recognize this will impact a number of individuals who've made valuable contributions. To be blunt, many smart, talented, and hardworking people will be departing us, Ek said in a company blog post. Venture capital funding for India's startups sank to the second lowest level in almost 7 years, Money Control reported last week, citing data from Venture Intelligence. Indian startups recorded $223 million in funding from 35 deals in November, a fall of about 66% from $655 million in 52 deals the previous month. The last time funding was lower than this was in January 2017 at $207 million in 43 deals, according to Money Control. InSpace, or the Indian National Space Promotion and Authorization Centre, the nodal agency of India's Department of Space, responsible for commercialization of space tech in private industry or among non-government entities, has announced a seed fund for startups in the areas of urban development and disaster management by using space technology. The scheme, launched in collaboration with the National Remote Sensing Centre, ISRO, will help NGEs that use space technology for societal benefits to graduate to the next level, InSpace said in a press release yesterday. Selected startups will receive seed funding for transforming an original idea into a prototype using space technology. ISRO facilities support, including Earth observation data for validation of the concept and access to data algorithms as transfer of technology from the Department of Space. The role of the space sector is crucial to the overall development of the national economy. This scheme is designed to support Indian space startups that aim to develop innovative space products and services that can improve the quality of life for communities in India and around the world, Pawan Goenka, chairman of InSpace, said in the press release. Under this fund, selected startups can get up to Rs. 1 crore in funding, in addition to mentorship support, training, and networking opportunities. For urban development, there are several opportunities for startups in areas including urban planning, monitoring and infrastructure management, telecommunication, navigation, broadband connectivity, water resources management, energy efficiency, climate and weather monitoring, disaster risk reduction, public health and healthcare, InSpace noted in the press release. Similarly, disaster management offers opportunities for startups specializing in domains including geographical information systems, early warning and monitoring systems, insurance and risk assessment, communication and navigation systems, climate change monitoring, search and rescue operations, space-borne sensors and instruments. Cyclone Michaung, pounding Tamil Nadu currently, is another reminder that such technology solutions are urgently needed as the effects of climate change worsened through 2023. The funding scheme details can be downloaded from InSpace's website, inspace.gov.in, and the last date to apply for funding under this scheme is December 20th. And that's One Thing Today in Tech. You can find all our podcasts on ForbesIndia.com and on your favorite podcast app. I'm Hari Arakli. Thank you for listening.